Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. I'm very privileged this evening to have Melissa colleagues with me. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Hey, girl. Hey. Why don't you start by introducing yourself to the audience, just telling a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you do, a little bit about just your journey.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I'm originally from Miami, and my family and I, we moved to Lakeland, Florida, which is Central Florida. Then I've lived there for almost 10 years. And after leaving Tallahassee, I'm now currently living in Atlanta, where I work with the homeless population. It's definitely, I'm grateful to serve that population, the underserved population. It's a great field. And it's interesting how I got there. I was once homeless. So God has a great way, I want to say funny, but a great way of using what you may think as a setback, as a setup for you to help and serve others. Just to kind of scale back to tell you guys about myself, I am an aspiring entrepreneur. My background is in education. I received my undergrad in criminal justice, as well as my master's in psychology and education specialist. The reason for me going into that particular field, because I always wanted to help the underserved population. I felt as though the minority population was not being served adequately within the education system. But at that time, during my internship, I felt as though it may not have been the best way for me to utilize my skills at that time to help that population. So, and I moved to Mississippi, where I was helping minority population in regards to the school to prison pipeline. Thereafter, I went to work for the state of Florida as a parole examiner, helping convicted felons get their rights restored. So that was a great experience, but yet a challenging experience. So as you can see, my journey is leading up to a lot of servitude, which I do enjoy helping others. So upon me working in that field, life happened. So I had a great job, but I got laid off from that particular job, and thereafter continued to get laid off. And here I am, 3 degrees beneath my belt, trying to get a job, laid off. And as I go from job interview to job interview, they just keep telling me that I am overqualified.
Right.
So, yeah, so I had the last straw was when I was making like $8 an hour working at a retail store. And that was like, I just knew I had to get out of that environment. And so I moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
From Tallahassee.
From Tallahassee.
Right, from Tallahassee, Florida.
Yeah, moved to Atlanta, Georgia from Tallahassee, Florida. And upon me moving, things were going okay. Not the best, but it was better than, you know, making $8 an hour at that time. So some hardships still came my way. And to where I basically fell into homelessness. And I eventually found myself sleeping on coworkers' couches that I've only known for maybe 3 to 4 months, sleeping in my car. It was definitely a journey that lasted for almost 2.5 years. But I know a lot of people think, you know, at that time was, I don't know what's going to happen with her. She's crazy. Like, just go ahead and move home. But my instinct, I felt as though the Holy Spirit was saying, just wait, just wait. I don't know too many people who have waited 2 years, but in me, in my spirit, I just knew that I had to wait. There was something here in Atlanta for me to do. So upon me waiting, still sleeping on couches, having little to no money in my pocket, I had a decent job, but the job that I had was I did contract work, where I worked with underserved population serving the youth, so foster kids. So I did that for some time, but the company that I was working for, they didn't pay me on time, or they just didn't pay me at all. And I did decide, upon me moving to
Atlanta, I did decide to still keep the retail job as a backup because that was a little bit more secure than the contract job. So I eventually decided I want to go into substitute teaching because that was a little bit more concrete than the contract job. So here I am. My income fell, went decreased quite a bit after leaving the contracted job. But I still said that I still continue to pray steadfast in my faith. I continue to pray, continue going to church, continue to sing whatever it is that I could find. If, you know, I went to church, that's what kept me going, is making sure that my faith was intact and my mental stability was intact. I had to have some type of mental stability. My body was going through a lot of losing weight, not really eating, but I just knew if I just kept my mind going on a positive track, or at least try to keep it positive as much as I could, despite what was going on around me, that I would be eventually, that I would come out of it as long as I kept going. And then gracefully, Kimmy came into town one particular day, a great day, and just gave me some great words of encouragement. And that's one thing I just encourage everyone to just find someone who will be in your corner no matter what. Because, yeah, you can talk positive talk all day, every day, but when you have a person who has great intentions in your corner to just let you know, like, hey, things are going to work out, things are going to be fine, and share, and they're transparent with you in a way that you can find somebody who truly understands your plight and where you're going, is definitely, for me at that time, it definitely helped me to get to where I am now. It helped me to push my faith further, because I'm not going to lie, I was kind of, you know, reverting back, kind of losing it just a little bit, like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to maybe it's time for me to leave Atlanta. But I'm so thankful that she came at the right time. And I listened to my spirit when it said, hold on, hold fast. Because I knew at that time, I just felt that there was some service that I had to do here in Atlanta. So upon me deciding to stay in Atlanta, I put in a few applications during that time. And finally, I got a phone call while I was substitute teaching myself as well. And I'm not even sure when I applied for this company. I still don't think I applied, but I think it's by the grace of God that I received this job. The company that I am currently working for happens to be a nonprofit agency who works with the homeless population. Mm. I just knew that at that time that, okay, God, I knew you was going to set me up for something great. I just didn't know when it was going to happen, but I just knew it was going to be great. So once I heard what the job entailed, I just knew in my spirit that that job was for me. Although I had already secured a job, but it was a 4-month job. I was going to start working with my friend's aunt who owned a tax company, but that was only for 4 months. So I was still in the mode of, I have to figure out what I'm going to do. So once I received that phone call from my current employer, I knew that the tax job definitely wasn't for me. God was going to make a way for me to work where I currently work. Long story short, I had training for the tax job on like Friday. My job interview for my current employer was also on Friday. And so early that day, my friend calls me. She's like, hey girl, you can't really come in for training today because something's wrong with the computer. And then I knew, like, God, okay, this is definitely divine. So because I say it's definitely divine, because my training was from 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. My job interview was at 3:30, and I had to find a way how I can manage to get from Jonesboro, Georgia to Atlanta, Georgia. And if you haven't been to Atlanta, you know traffic is crazy. Well, that's just in any major city, but during that time, it's just heavy traffic. So I just prayed to God before my interview and my scheduled training day. I was like, God, I prayed this prayer on a Thursday. I was like, God, you're going to find a way. If this job is for me, let me know. So I always tell people, be very specific in what you pray and believe that something's going to happen. And just, you know, surrender it to him and all things will make sense eventually. And so when I received that phone call, I just praised him. And thank God, when I Googled how far my current employer was located, it was only 15 minutes away. So I was able to arrive to my interview at least 15 minutes early, which is a huge blessing. And I'm just so thankful. I, since I've been currently working at my current since I've been currently working, I've received just favor. I'm so grateful for where I am. Being in a position of being homeless has allowed me to not be desensitized to my clients. So it allows me to hear them more clearly, to serve them in a manner that they probably have never experienced, because they share with me all the time. They always say, hey, nobody has treated me the way you treat me. In a way, it's kind of a good feeling. I didn't like what I was going through, but a good feeling to say, hey, I've known where you come from. I know how you feel. I've been there. So just trust me in this process for me to help you to get along in your journey. And God just has a great way of just humbling you. Now I'm just thankful to just turn the key to my own apartment. I'm no longer, you know, sleeping on anyone's couch. I have my own in the city, downtown Atlanta. God has favored me with even where my current apartment is located. Right. And because I was obedient, even though my parents, my family, friends were saying, hey, why are you staying? You don't need to stay there. You're basically just going broke. They don't, you know, everybody had an opinion, but I had to decipher what was an opinion. Was it just an opinion, or did they actually just care how they felt because out of love? Because at times, you know, you may think, oh, this person's hating on me, or this person doesn't get it, or whatever the case may be, you may feel at that time. But you have to kind of see whom is it coming from. At first, for my dad, he's from the Caribbean, so he's very blunt with his words, very transparent. So at times I felt down, like, wow, my dad is really giving me the business right now. But I'm like, okay, I had to step back away from myself and look at the bigger picture of where he was coming from. If I had a child, my concern is, you know, I want my child to be in a place to where she's comfortable, where she's not hungry, or where she's not sleeping with complete strangers on their couches. So even though he's like, you don't need to stay there. What are you doing? You know, you're crazy. I don't know what's going on with you. Did you lose your mind? I'm saying, why are you in Atlanta? You know, I was like, God, I mean, my God. But Dad, trust me on this. I'm praying. God is going to make a way. God is going to make a way. He didn't want to hear all that. Just trust God. God has something great. Something good is going to come out of this, because out of this, I'm starting to see people who have left my side because I didn't have the money that I once had, or, you know, the certain of just energy that they, you know, would kind of, you know, they would get from me, because I was upbeat, happy person. Now I'm kind of down, just out, and nothing to really give as far as monetary or just of myself, or have time to talk on the phone all day. Like, I don't have time to talk on the phone all day when I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get my next meal. Like, we have nothing to talk about. So at the time, it's like, wow, you know, it opened up my eyes to see, like, you know, I'm thankful that they left at this point in my journey. What we had was cool. It was great. And it was definitely hard for me to lose some friends and family members. But God opened up a whole new network for me, a whole new family dynamic for me, because the people that I have now in my life are definitely amazing. I'm learning new things about myself, growing better as a woman. And just allowing God to just use me in so many ways. So it's pretty exciting for me to see what the next day is going to hold. Like, okay, God, what else do you have for me? Who else are you placing in my life? I'm starting to really embrace it. At first, it was hard. And I think once I let go, I'm able to see the beauty in the blood, you know, the beauty in the what I was, you know, during my journey. Yeah, I'm just thankful. And at the time, for me, I know a lot of people say, well, how did you deal with all that? Definitely prayer. Reading a book, definitely reading a lot to keep my mind occupied, even looking at anything that's funny. Like, I knew I had to keep my joy. So I would watch, like, I would go on YouTube and watch episodes of Martin, my favorite show. I just had to keep some type of peace and joy within my spirit. I just vowed to not let my spirit die, because I knew if my spirit man died, then it was over. Like, I would have literally been walking, like, the Walking Dead, quote unquote, like the show. I don't watch the show, but basically that's how I feel. I've just been roaming earth, but I knew that I had to keep my spirit alive, and I had to find different ways of doing that, create, you know, just be creative with it. And I tell anyone who has an opportunity just to listen just to my story, and I thank you if you guys even blessed this on those ramble, but I just share, just stay in the race. have a concrete plan. Have a concrete idea of where you want to go. Where do you see yourself? I journal a lot. So journaling has definitely been very therapeutic for me. Just writing down my feelings. I used to write down like all the bad stuff. Like, God, I can't, you know, what's going on? But then it started to change. I started to write what was in the present tense of what I wanted to see, what was happening. Like, I'm so thankful and grateful now that I live downtown and have easy access to all the latest shops. And I'm so thankful and grateful for my apartment in Midtown. And, you know, I'm so thankful and grateful that I'm able to pay every bill on time. And after I wrote everything that I wanted to see manifest, I kind of like, okay, God, you know, be your part. So, and everything that I listed definitely came to pass. And so that's what I'm saying. I'm just thankful to wake up in the morning, turn on the light. I even wrote that I had the best neighbors. She's completely awesome, awesome neighbor. So just be very detailed of what you want. Be very specific of what you want. And for me, another thing I learned, like, social media. Like, I see a lot of people talk about everything that's going on. And I feel like everything that you write or type, you know, we're in a social media age, so a lot of people are just typing away everything that's going on. Like, you kind of want to be careful of that because you have to know that things are to change any minute. So you don't want to delay the process. And you want to be careful of the conversations that you have with certain people. You want to get a whether it's one person, two or three people, an army that can pray with you, for you, understand your plight, and come into agreement that things will get better. And somebody that's very honest, because sometimes you may not see, you don't, you know, totally see the bigger picture. So someone who's definitely honest and, you know, take constructive criticism to kind of make you see the decisions that you are making at the time during your frustration period. You have to also remember that certain things you prayed for, asked for, it's coming to pass. It's just some things are just getting disrupted in order for you to get to that specified place that you want to get to. And that's what I truly believe, because I wrote in my journal about 2 years ago, certain things that I wanted. For instance, a better group of friends. Definitely got that. But I had to lose a lot of friends and family in the process. I didn't know it was going to happen like that, but I asked for it. So now when I ask God for certain things in my life, I just, you know, ask, like, God, I'm thankful and grateful that you have gracefully transitioned me into a new job. I don't have to get laid off or get fired. I'm thankful and grateful you have transitioned me to a new job. And I've been speaking this for the whole year of 2017. That God, I'm so thankful and grateful that you're going to position me in a new job before December 2017. And that is exactly what happened. So I am set to work as a mental health specialist at a major hospital in Atlanta, so where I didn't have to get fired or get laid off or any of that. And God is definitely, I have gracefully transitioned to where there's no chaos. So I'm thankful that I was very specific with that. And yeah, so I say all that to say that embrace the journey. It's easier said than done. Be thankful for it. Sit back, reflect on the process. Journal, so that way you can look back on, you know, how it builds you as a person in your growth, because the journey is not for you. It's for you to share your plight with someone else who just don't know to go left or right. They just don't know. They may not even know to say, hey, let me turn on YouTube. They don't know. They may not know how to journey through what they're going through. So yeah, definitely just allow yourself to be used and to respect the process. So yeah.
I think that's great. I think that's a multitude. Your journey has been amazing and very transformational. Even the parts that nobody sees everything. And I think it's always important that we don't really know what people are going through, especially when they're definitely like very cheery, happy people. One may never know. Also, I know you and your family are very giving people, and just self-disclosure, when I was out, and didn't, you know, have and was trying to find a job after I finished grad school, you and your family really took me in and provided a place for me, just as you all have for, and you have for many, many, many other people. When you live your life like that, I think too, one would think when you might be down and out, you would have a multitude of people who are there for you to help you.
when you found that not to be true or not to be a reality for you when you were going through your hardships, what did you learn from that and how did you push through that?
Well, for me, it took some time. You know, I would come home. It was hard coming home and wanting to call, you know, that friend or family member up and say, hey, you know, let's hang out. But, you know, you can't really do that because of how things unraveled during my time that I was down and out. So I just had to just pray about it. I cried like maybe once a day about it because I felt like there was a loss, like almost a death, because these are some people that I've known for over 20 years, you know, and it's something, and it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, it's like, wow, like how could this situation here pull us away, you know? But it just made me reflect on, sometimes you're kind of like blinded by certain situations, or you see the red flags, but you kind of, you pretty much ignore them. So during that time, I just stopped crying, and it just, I had to self-reflect on a lot of situations that occurred in the past, like, hey, this happened, that happened. So it kind of made me see, like, it was in your face. You pretty much just chose to ignore it. So when I came to that self-realization, I was like, you know what? Okay, it was me. The signs were there. And I thank God that he threw a brick at my head and like, hey, listen, wake up. This is what's going on. Like, so after a while, I had to start appreciating the people who were currently in my life because I felt like I was neglecting the new and in my life. And I didn't want that to falter because I was so worried about the past that I was neglecting the new in my life, the love, the joy, the peace that I've so prayed about. And once I started embracing the new friendships, the newfound family that I currently have, things, blessings just unraveled like I would have never imagined. So I just, for instance, I was talking to Kimmy and I was like, hey, I want to, you know, go on a vacation. I actually need to go somewhere. And maybe 2 days later, my newfound best friend, she called and she was like, hey, girl, we're going on a cruise. You want to come? So then I knew that was confirmation that I was at the right place at the right time in the right situation to meet these people in my life. And just, and Kimmy and I have not talked, you know, we've talked, but this are, you know, to rebuild, continue to build on our friendship. And it's even stronger now than ever because we both now have like, hey, girl, we've been through that. Like, you know, and we're, you know, still in a process of continue to grow and to continue to embrace the journey of is great. Nothing bad, but it's great. Embrace the journey that God has given us. And I'm just so thankful that the platform I'm thankful for the platform, Kimmy, that you are giving so many women to share their plight. And so that no one is sharing stories of, oh yeah, this is where I was and I'm here now. Like, no, there's some in-between stuff that you know, we need to share and be very transparent about and say, hey, we still have our moment. And I still have my moment. Because I'm human, we have four different types of emotions that we go through on a daily basis, but that's just life. And we have to embrace that. Like, I'm human. I'm going to cry. I'm going to be happy, sad, and it's okay. You know, so, but I'm thankful that I'm in a space to where I can cry for a little bit and get over it and then go get us a cup of ice cream and watch my favorite TV show. And just and that's just a blessing to do that. Like, that's to have peace. I haven't slept peacefully in probably over 2.5 years, but to finally have a sense of peace, which is priceless. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wouldn't trade it. So I'm just thankful to embrace the new and to let things go and let them lay where they may, as they say. But, and who knows, you know, maybe, you know, the certain people in my life, I don't dislike them. I pray for them. I wish them well. And if I'm not going to curse them with my words or any of that, of course, I'm going to say I was mad before I was mad, but you know, I had to ask God for forgiveness. Like, hey, you took me here for a reason. So who knows that they'll come back and we'll, you know, reunite or reconnect. And if so, great. If not, that's great too.
You're at peace with the situation.
I am. I'm definitely at peace with it.
I know this is new to you sharing this level or this angle of depth in your story, but I know you have a great story that can empower men and women. There's a lot that you've went through and endured and are overcoming that is very encouraging to some people who might, what you have been through, or might currently be where you were in the past. how could anybody like keep in contact with you, keep following your journey? How can they connect with you on social media?
And they can definitely connect with me at I am Melissa Favor. That's I-M-E-M-E-L-I-S-S-A Favor. S-A-V-O-R-E-D. I am Melissa Favor. Or send me an email at melissacolleagues@yahoo.com. That's M-E-L-I-S-S-A colleagues. C-A-L-I-X like x-ray. T like Tom. E like elephant. melissacolleagues@yahoo.com.
Are you I am Melissa Favor on... On Twitter.
I apologize. I am Melissa Favored on Instagram.
Okay. No problem. Mm-hmm. Got that one. So to end off, Melissa, what is your big mantra? What is your daily quote or phrase? What gets you through? What keeps you pushing forward?
I am loved. That definitely gives me my mantra. I am loved. I am happy. I'm healthy. I am strong. So that's my mantra, my affirmations, because sometimes you feel like, am I in this by myself? You know, I got something truthful. So, and God has sent me in so many different ways to show, hey, I'm here, daughter, I got you. So I am love is definitely a reminder. I get reminded that every day I'm strong, I'm healthy. Despite me going through those, my ups and downs, I never was, and then, you know, some people get really sick and in and out the hospital. So to maintain my health, that's definitely a blessing. So definitely that. Cause I, when I say I'm healthy, that also means my mindset. I believe overall health, not just physically, but mentally as well. So I always remind myself that I am healthy, I'm strong, I am a champion, you know. So those are definitely some affirmations that I say, not every day, but maybe, you know, when it comes up in my spirit, in the mirror before, you know, when I wake up, like, I just say thank you in the morning, like, I show gratitude, like, God, I thank you that, you know, I'm able to put gas in my car. I'm always in gratitude. Now, with the situation that had occurred, I'm always in gratitude. I'm always catching myself, like, God, I'm catching myself giving gratitude to what I have. Like, I'm so grateful that I'm able to put gas in my car and fill up the tank and not halfway. I'm thankful and grateful that I'm able to get my favorite meal at my favorite restaurant. So I'm always in gratitude for it. But some people may think, oh, okay, whatever. No, just like, this is something that I haven't experienced in a while. Definitely stay in gratitude.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And we look forward. I know there's a lot of other things and projects you've worked on that you could really give a lot of gems about when people are trying to start new projects or new endeavors in life. So we definitely welcome you back on the Early Accountability Podcast. But thank you so much for your time, Melissa. Until next time.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a blessed 2018.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.